We covered the story of the racial violence in Australia last month when it erupted. The police in Sydney are still making arrests. Dozens of people have been charged with hundreds of offences since groups of young white Australians and Lebanese gangs went on the rampage. And research has put a further dent in Australia's reputation for tolerance. It's found there's still a lack of acceptance of people from different cultural backgrounds in many predominantly white parts of Australia's biggest and most diverse city. Reporting from Sydney for PM, Phil Mercer.
Australia is still confused, angry and embarrassed by the violence that took place last month. The targeting of people of Middle Eastern appearance here at Cronulla Beach sparked revenge attacks by young Lebanese men. The chaos lasted for 48 hours. Troy, who's a surfer, says the violence was caused by years of abuse by Lebanese gangs, who'd even assaulted local lifesavers.
You can't even walk down the street without being harassed. My sister's been called names. She's been told, watch out, because they're going to rape her. That's bad, you know. You can't live like this. It's not us, okay? The lifeguard's getting bashed up, okay? That's our icon. That's why we retaliated. Enough is enough. Cops wouldn't do it, so we did it for them.
This lawlessness stunned Australia, which is proud of its ethnic diversity. One in four Aussies was born overseas. Australia's home to a large Lebanese community. It's often been accused of living on the fringes of mainstream society, where children are taught loyalty to the old country rather than the new. Baz, who's a delivery driver in Sydney, says that racial tensions have become a serious problem.
I was born here 37 years ago. My dad's been in Australia for 50 years. I'm Lebanese, I'm Muslim. I've copped a fair bit of racism. I've dished out some racism. But this country hasn't moved forward as much as people tend to make us believe. There's a lot of deep-seated hatred, not just with the Lebanese and the Australians, but I've got Yugoslav friends who still hate each other since World War II. You know, and I never believed Australia would be like this, but in a way, it's getting worse and worse.
Some academics worry that last month's unrest has done serious damage to race relations. Christine Inglis from Sydney University worries that many Lebanese Australians will feel even more alienated than they did in the past.
It immediately makes them feel second-rate citizens, even if they are citizens. They were born in Australia in many cases. They become victims of various forms of racism. It really is a very negative thing, and it certainly has major implications for efforts to get social cohesion and people working together to achieve longer-term and more desirable national objectives.
Far-right groups have been trying to cash in on this uncertainty over race and diversity. They are small in number, but have the capability to inflame tensions. Dr. Jim Salim, leader of the ultra-nationalist Australia First Party, believes that the young white men involved in the Cronulla disturbances have been unfairly criticised.
Some of the violence that the young Aussies dished out was by no means comparable to the violence that took place the following night, which included threats of sexual assault, stabbings, widespread smashings of property. So we need to keep a balance there too.
December's racial violence has damaged Australia's reputation. Many white Australians are worried that their culture is being swamped by migrants. These lunchtime shoppers have an uncompromising message for their Lebanese neighbours.
Maybe you're better off living in countries where Islam is the state religion and where you can do pretty much what you like.
I don't see that we should change our society in any way to accommodate other cultures.
Researchers believe that these feelings are ingrained and have not simply been whipped up since the unrest by the far right. They found a general intolerance towards people from different backgrounds. Professor Jim Forrest from Macquarie University says that many white Australians want immigrants to do more to adapt to their dominant culture.
What they're all worried about is the cultural homogeneity. Groups that don't fit or won't fit for one reason or another. In other words, it's a concern against cultural segregation of different groups. They're concerned about Australian identity, in other words. They don't want a whole lot of cultural ghettos.
Multiculturalism has made Australia one of the world's most diverse nations. However, the riots at Cronulla would suggest that this country's aim of creating a more unified and accepting society is still some way off.
Phil Mercer reporting. Crime in England